Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, babe, so per our conversation we were having earlier. Mm-hmm.
This is Death, Sex, and Money, the show about the things we think about a lot and need to talk about more. I'm Anna Sale, and this is a different kind of interview for you. I'm not doing it. It's a wife interviewing her husband. Yesterday, we got an email from a listener named Alex. She's 28 and lives in D.C. with her husband, Ryan, who's 31. Earlier in the day, when they were getting dressed, their conversation turned to masculinity, something we've been talking about on the show. And then Alex got out her phone and started recording. She sent us that audio of their conversation about how Ryan has changed as a man over the course of their relationship. You can also hear the coos of their five-month-old daughter in the background. And now we're sharing that with you because it's the kind of conversation we love listening in on. You can tell us what you're talking about and what you wish we were talking about more by emailing us or sending a voice memo to deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. Here's Alex and Ryan.
I was saying that when we first met, I felt as though you had this like different sense of masculinity, a more tougher side. Like, for example, I would say, "Oh, babe, you're so sweet." And you would say things like, "I ain't sweet." Or I would like be mushy and kissy and holding handsy and all that stuff in public. Uh-huh. And you would be like, "Get a room." And then it'd be very short lived. So you would kind of like brush it off. And I don't know. You were saying that you were taught to not have your relationships on display. And right. I think that's how we got into the whole, well, describe what masculinity is to you today versus what it is. But you're saying it really had nothing to do with masculinity, more so sheltering relationships. So can you expand on that? Because I don't understand.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was just like a young thing. It was probably like a young thing.
A young black male thing or just a young thing?
I mean,
I know that you're a young
I don't black. Know nothing else.
Right.
But like it was cool to have women,
right,
you know, but like it wasn't cool to like be in love and stuff, like, you know, like that's like, oh, you in love, like that was like, you okay. know, like,
okay, so
ridiculed and
considered what, soft,
yeah,
which in turn is a sign of
weakness, yeah, and that's not what you want. And so if you been with your boys and somebody like really like somebody, it's like, what, like, oh, you a lover boy now, oh, you really like her, like, oh, you,
right,
you know, like, you, I don't know,
it was a negative.
Yeah,
so we met, I was what, 23 and you were 26?
Yeah.
And now we've been together,
and so that's what I'm saying. And when I was 26, I felt like, oh, right, it's time for something new, like, you getting old, you know, like, it's time to, you know, like, so, change your ways. You're like,
so when did that start to change for you? Because we've been together 5 years, married 2, and you've changed a lot. Like, even when you're talking about, like, a child that you see is, like, really gentle and nice and sweet, who is a male child, you'll say, oh, he's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I don't know. Like, you use that word sweet a lot. Like, even if it's grown men, you're like, oh, he's a sweet guy.
I mean,
and
I
you
don't
never
know.
Used
probably
to talk that way. And I think that that's really cool that you've, like, softened in that. Where that comes from.
I mean,
from.
It's probably just.
And you totally kiss me in public and stuff all the time.
Yeah, of course. And in private. But, I don't know. I think that comes with more, security in myself as a man and as a person, you know, like I don't care about none of that. Like,
so
yeah.
As a father, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
We have daughters. So with the girls, what, like when our oldest starts dating and stuff, gosh, I don't ever want that to happen, but it probably will. Mm-hmm. And if she, you know, chooses to be, you know, with boys, what would you tell her to look for in a young man? Like, because I feel like...
See, that's tough. Because I don't know who listens to their daddy about who to look for in a young man anyway. Like, as a teenage girl.
But I feel like I feel like Charlie will listen to us.
Like, who's really just say, oh, okay, dad, like, I'll look for him. Like, you're right.
Right.
Like,
right.
They look for the opposite most of the time anyway. Like, that's what it seems like.
That's terrifying.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll just continue to talk to her like we talk to her now about life and
right.
try to, you know, lead her down the right path. And
that's yeah, I guess that's all you can do.
But, I mean, who knows? Because I don't want her looking for nobody 16, 17, because ain't nobody...
worth nothing at 16.
You know, ain't nobody about that. What are we basing it off of? What, he gets good grades? Like, that doesn't matter. I mean, it's a good thing, you know, but I mean, right. like, who knows?
Right.
They're kids.
Right.
Like, even the best 16-year-old I knew, like, still wasn't shit. Like, he's 16.
Right.
So, I mean, like, right. who?
Right.
You just learn with experience. Like, because with you, like, what nobody had told you, look for me when I'm 16, like, and I'm a good husband.
You are.
You know, so, I mean.
You are. So, is your view on masculinity different now? Just as a whole, as an almost 32-year-old man with children and a wife, what does masculinity look like for you? I cannot say that word. What does masculinity look like for you now?
I'm really not sure because, honestly, I really don't give it much thought. Like, I'm just myself, you know? I'm not trying to display a persona or anything. Like, I'm just Ryan. And I still feel like I'm masculine. Like, it's between masculine and feminine. Like,
right.
Or, you know?
That's what I'm asking. Like, do you feel because you've...
And that's what I realized. Like, all those things that we thought, like, oh, you soft and, oh, that's weak. Like, they're really not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Right. Right.
Like, I don't feel like, oh, I'm soft now because I'm in love and married and stuff. Like, that's dumb. Right. You know, I have more knowledge now, more wisdom, I guess, like, than back then. Like, what was important then under the spectrum of thinking that you were a man, mm-hmm. like, what you thought made you a man, then, like, it's really not, you know? Like,
I think
it's not about just being tough and being hard and being
right.
cold, you know, because, like...
And not being sweet and kind. Do you think language...
still about sweet and kind. I mean, not kind. I like being kind, but it's still something about...
But you use that word, so do you think that...
Being a sweetheart, like, that I'm... Yeah. I don't...
I think that... Do you think that being... The word sweet has, like, sweetheart... Or maybe this goes way deeper than even, like... Because if you say sweet... To certain men,
it's because
certain black men is associated with homosexuality.
It's because sweet is associated with
what? With homosexuality?
And just being soft. Like, it's and a soft? Direct insult. Like, right. It's not a compliment. Like, right. Oh, you sweet. Like,
right, right, right.
You know, like, so no matter what it is, like, nobody was telling me when I was 16, 17, no other young boy would come up and call me sweet and it's a compliment. You right. know, like, those
I know, but that's changed. Like, because you even use that word now to describe someone who, but in a good way, not as an insult.
Right, like, babies and stuff. I don't know. I still wouldn't go up to another man and be like, man, you real sweet.
I mean,
you know, like, so I don't know, like.
So
it's like I call babies cute, like.
Yeah.
I would go up to another man and be like, man.
You look real cute today.
You a cute man. Brother. Like, no, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
So it'll be like, it's still.
Levels to it.
Yeah. And I don't, maybe that's problematic. I don't know. But.
Right. Like, I don't know. That makes sense. Okay. Well, That was our masculine talk, Anna 101. We stopped to record. The little noises you hear in the background are Isla.
Our little sweet baby. The sweetest little thing.
Our little
it's
sweet
so
baby.
Cute.